Are you tired of starting projects with enthusiasm, only to see them fizzle out halfway through? In this episode, I'm going to talk about the 10 essential steps for starting and completing any project successfully. Whether you're launching a new product, writing a book, or planning a marketing campaign, these strategies will help you stay focused, organized, and motivated from start to finish. Tune in and take your project management skills to the next level. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, my listeners. So glad you're here. Before we dive into today's topic, I just want to take a quick minute to remind you of the Think Like a CEO bundle. This bundle is open for you. There are around 50 gifts which contributors have given for you to help you lead and manage your business with success. Help you get that confidence to actually think and act like a CEO in your business. So head on over to ceoamplify.ca/bundle so that you can make sure you sign up. Completely free for you. Just put in your name and email and you'll get access to be able to download any of the 50 gifts which you feel would work for you at this time in your business. So head on over to ceoamplify.ca/bundle. Make sure you do it today because the 16th of July is the last day that this bundle will be open. Alrighty, on to today's topic. Now, for those of you who know me, I do love a good project. But I realize that most of us are really enthusiastic at the beginning of a new project, but we sometimes struggle with the maintenance piece and definitely have problems sometimes with the completion piece. And I've been reflecting a little bit on why this is. And I think it's one of two major things, both of which I'm going to cover in this 10-step process in this episode. So stay tuned. So I'm going to use three different examples for this episode. One is going to be creating a live event, like a collaboration, like a bundle. The second example is going to be creating a process or a system within your business. And the third is not going to be business related. It's going to be about organizing your closet. Three things which I've been doing recently in my life, so they naturally help to come into this episode. And this podcast episode idea was originally inspired by a book written by Kendra Adachi, and the book is called The Lazy Genius. And she was talking about the same sort of idea, like how to bring a project to completion and how to stay motivated through that process. Now, her examples were much more to do with the home, but you know what? I think the principles apply either way. So shout out to her. If you haven't checked out the book, The Lazy Genius, I highly encourage you to do so. Okay, before we get into the steps of how to plan and complete a project, I want to talk a little bit about what a project actually is. So a project has to have some kind of objective or goal. It has to have a purpose for why you're doing it. There also needs to be a defined endpoint. So that's either the completion of the activity or a specific date and time. And it needs to be something that you don't normally do. And finally, it has to have more than one step or process. So it's not just a one check off and you're done. That's not really a project. There's multiple steps or multiple things that you need to think about, make decisions on, and actually act on. Now we're talking about a project. So a project has a defined objective or goal. There's a defined endpoint. It's outside of what you normally would do. And it has more than one step, more than one decision, or more than one action that you're going to have to take. Okay, let's jump into the 10 steps to planning and completing a project. So number one, obviously, you actually have to take some time to think about your project. You need to block off some time in your day. Maybe that's a week from now. Maybe that's 2 weeks from now. Maybe that's tomorrow. It doesn't really matter the day, but you need to figure out when you can actually sit down and think about it. And if you're part of a team, or if this project is going to involve part of a team, then it's a really good idea to involve your team members in this thinking, in this brainstorming activity. And again, it doesn't have to be a whole huge big team. You can start with a very small core team. But if you're actually thinking about this project, you're going to want to sit down. You're going to want to figure out, who do we want to be involved in that right from the get-go? Is there a proper objective or goal? What's our timeline? What are our kind of plans around this? And you want to be involving your team members in those kinds of decisions. So thinking about the three examples I'm going to use, one is planning a collaboration event. Am I doing this all myself, or do I have a team member helping me? Is a question I would ask, right? I need time to work out the nature of the collaboration, the theme, the timelines, the number of contributors, etc. You can see there's multiple pieces to this. And then during this planning time, that's when you're going to get into step number two. And step number two is, what is the goal of the project and why are you doing it? What's your purpose? What's the objective? And such an important question, does it actually really matter to you? Because we have to remember that all of these projects, all of these things add to our mental load and they all take time. So does this actually really matter to you? Are you going to prioritize this over something else? And if so, why? You really need to understand why. And if it's a team project, does it actually matter to the other members of the team? Because if it's just you that it matters to, and it affects these other people, but they don't actually care if anything changes, then you're going to have to get some buy-in from your team. If it's a team project, does it actually matter to other people? Or can you explain how it should matter to the other people? Maybe get their buy-in that way. And again, ask yourself, is this actually in your control? Do you have control over the solution to this problem? Because if you don't, maybe you need to think and scale it down a bit. Maybe you need to just take a chunk of it that you do have control over, a smaller piece that you do have control over. But if this project is totally out of your zone of control, should you really be doing it? And I can't answer that for you. Obviously, that's only something that you can answer. But important questions to be asking ourselves. All right, so step one, take some time to think about your project. Do you want to sit down with some core team members and do that? Number two, what's the goal? What's the purpose? Does it really matter to you, and does it really matter to the other members of the team? And do you actually have control over making these changes? Step number three, and again, this is an important one that I don't think a lot of us really truly think of. It is, what does done look like? Brené Brown said this, what does done look like? What is your aim? What's your goal? So if we're talking about the collaboration event, we need to be done by a certain date, we'll say, right? Because when it's all finished, we want to do a follow-up. We want to get some feedback. We want to send out some thank yous, those types of things. so the end point of our project has a clearly defined date. The end point for creating a process within our business is that the process is defined, it's documented, and the team are following it. So it's not necessarily a date for that, but it's a completion of what done looks like. And what about reorganizing my closet? Well, that's probably a bit more of an ongoing one, right? But I think that when I can open up my closet and not feel overwhelmed with all the decisions I have to make and not feel frustrated by what's, you know, jammed in the corner, and I actually have a good idea of how I'm going to use the pieces of clothing in my closet. That's my definition of what reorganizing my closet would look like to me. Okay, so we've defined what the issue is, what our end goal is, why we're doing it, and what done looks like. And now we actually have to start creating some space in our schedule to work on this project. And this kind of falls back to number two, right? If you don't have time in your schedule to do this project, should you really be taking it on now? And if the answer to that is no, it's okay. Put a pin in it, put in an idea parking lot, and save it for another time. Maybe, you know, 3 or 6 months down the road, you've got some more capacity. Maybe a year from now, you've got capacity. Maybe it's just next month that is really busy, and so you need to schedule another chunk of time a month from now to sit down and see if you have capacity in your life for whatever this project is. And that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with realizing you don't have space. But if you don't have space, you shouldn't start the project. If you do have space, then you're going to want to put in some time blocks that you're going to have to work on it. And that's going to look different depending on the project, depending on the people that you need to involve at different times. And remember that not everybody needs to be involved in everything, but certainly there are some people who you're going to need to touch base with on a regular basis and create the space to book the time to do that. Okay, so going to my examples, if we're planning on hosting a summit or a bundle, I recently have done this, we need to reach out and invite certain people to be contributors. If we're talking about creating a process within a business, then I need to meet with key players on the team to discuss the overall plan. Is it possible I can be less involved in the actual setup of the process? I still want to be involved in it, but I don't need to do the brunt of the work as a business leader. And when we're talking about reorganizing my closet, obviously I'm going to be the one doing the bulk of the work, right? It's going to be during my working hours. It's going to be after hours. It's going to be on the weekends, etc. So figuring out some time that I can actually sit down with other responsibilities, like dropping off kids and making dinner and whatever that looks like, I actually have to take the space to do the work. So creating some space in my schedule to work on the project. Number four. All right, step number five, and I think this is the thing that makes projects go so much easier, is actually to break down the project into small, manageable chunks. Breaking it down into small chunks reduces the overwhelm. Trying to think of the whole project and doing the whole project all at once is very overwhelming and usually very unrealistic. But if you just take one small piece and you do it, and then you add on to it, it's going to be so much more successful in the long run. So I want you to start thinking about what are the first few key decisions that you need to make for this project? And what are the action steps that you then need to take based on those decisions? There are often a lot of decisions that build on the previous ones, right? And then as you're making decisions, you need to come up with action ideas. And you don't always know what those are going to be when you start a project. But there's certainly a first few steps that you need to take before you can do anything else. So figuring out what those first few pieces are And getting those in can be hugely beneficial in terms of getting that flow started. All right, let me give you some examples. So for the collaboration event, for the bundle that I am hosting, I first had to decide what dates it's going to run. And then once I decided on that, the next decision that came out is how long will the promo period be? And if the bundle will be free or paid for participants. So you can see that's just a little example of the first few steps that we need to take in terms of managing this project. All right, step number 6 is to time block. Time block some time to actually get started on those first few steps. Again, you don't need to do everything, but you do need to get started and you need to block some time to make that happen. And then once you've completed those first few steps, you need to plan on the next few and time block some more time. So steps 5 and 6 is you're going to go back and forth with these, and that's perfectly fine. You're going to say, what are the next few steps I need to do? What decisions do I need to make? What action steps do I need to take? And when am I going to actually do those actions? Block off some time, specific time in your schedule to actually get those done. If you're anything like me, if it's not in your calendar, it's not going to happen. So make sure that you're taking the time to actually block out when you're going to sit down and get those things done. All right, step number 7. And I think this has been one of the most impactful things I've done when managing projects. So my weekly review. Part of the issue is that I really struggled with before I really delved down into my own values and getting a weekly review is I would have all of these projects on the go and not really know where I was in any of them. And I just felt like I wasn't doing a good job on any of them. I was juggling, I don't know, 15 or 20 balls, and really I only knew where about 5 of them were. Half of them were glass, half of them were rubber, and I knew if I dropped some, there was going to be some big consequences. And otherwise, if it didn't really matter if I dropped them, because they would just bounce, right? So I started doing a weekly review. I took a look at all the projects that I have going, and I have a quick look at my schedule coming up. And I just see what's on the horizon. What do I need to get done? What do I need to accomplish? Are there conflicts that are coming up? And I found this incredibly helpful in really understanding where I am in different projects, what I need to get done, what maybe do I need to pause because I don't actually have capacity for right now? And, you know, are there some conflicts? This has been incredibly helpful. So coming back and reviewing your projects on a regular basis with whatever way you decide you're going to do it is incredibly helpful to just making sure that things are continuing to move forward. And if you realize that this project is no longer a priority for you or you no longer appropriate for you to be doing at this stage, then maybe putting a pause on it. Or if things have changed totally, completely, stopping it altogether. And that's totally fine. You don't need to put in more time and energy into something that's not serving you. And so that's step number 7. Have a weekly review so you know where you are in different projects. Step number 8, communicate. This is so important, and I think this is where a lot of us get into trouble, especially if you're like me and you're very much a goal-oriented person. You're very much a go-go person. Sometimes we forget to communicate with our team about what we're doing and where we are, and answering any questions that they may have, and making sure that they don't have any concerns about the work that they're doing and where they're going. If you maintain this open communication regularly, you are going to make sure you're going to mitigate a lot of issues that can come up down the road. So having these open lines of communication is really important. Step number 9 is to celebrate. Celebrate your wins. This is often hard work. So as you're making these steps, celebrate your wins, the small ones and the big ones. because I think we don't do this enough. We don't recognize that these projects are actually valuable. They're valuable to us. They're valuable to our business. So let's celebrate. And last but not least, thinking about sustainability. How are we going to maintain this? You've worked so hard at this point to get this project to where it is. How are you going to maintain it? For example, with the collaboration event, I'm working really hard with my team to put this bundle together to create a community of business owners who are ready to lead and manage their business with confidence. If I don't plan to keep that going and keep that community going, it's going to be kind of sad, right? It's going to be sad for a lot of people if they got something out of it. So how are we going to maintain and sustain that kind of community going forward? Same thing with setting up a new process or system. How are we going to sustain the work that we've done? How are we going to do regular check-ins to make sure that we're still doing that process? Or that, you know, it still fits with our business or doesn't need revisions? How are we going to make sure that the process that we've created is still working? We need that plan, that check-in, to create sustainability. Okay, that is our 10-step process to completing a project. So we'll just go through and run through them quickly as a synopsis. Remember, what is a project? Something that has an objective or a goal. There's a defined endpoint. It's not something you typically do, and it has more than one step or decision or action associated with it. All right, let's review 10 steps to starting, planning, and completing a project. Number one, take some time to actually think about your project. Number two, what is the goal of the project? Why are you doing it? Number three, what does done look like? What does success look like? Make sure you know what the end game is. Number four, create space in your schedule to start working on the project. Number five, break the project down into small, manageable chunks. And like we said before, this may be just the first few decisions you need to make or the first few action items that can come out of those decisions. You don't have to have an entire project timeline created at the beginning. But you do need to plan those first few manageable chunks. Number six, block time. Block time in your calendar to start doing those few small things that you've decided are the first steps. Number seven, review regularly. Again, I do a weekly review. I look at all the projects I have on the go and I just quickly check in. You may have a different system, that's great, but doing a regular review. Number eight, communicate. Communicate with your team. Communicate with the people that this project is going to have an effect on. Number nine, celebrate. Celebrate when you complete some steps. Check off each of those to-dos. And when you complete the overall project, have a big celebration. And number 10, think about how you're going to maintain this. How are you going to sustain this after the project is, air quotes, done. For some projects, there's not going to be a sustainability piece, right? But for many, there actually are. So if I think about my closet, once I get it all organized and it's easy for me to find things and I haven't got extra junk in there, I want to be able to maintain that closet at that level, right? I don't want to go back to things being stuffed in the corner again and I can't find anything. So I need to have a plan for how I'm going to sustain that. All right, there you have it. 10 tips to planning and completing a project. And I hope you found that really, really helpful. And I'd love to know if you have any other things that you do. Drop me a comment, right? I always appreciate feedback. Love to know what you do to plan, complete, and sustain your new projects. Alrighty, friends, that's it for this week, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoyed today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.